Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Let's go to Russia now, where last week one young man stepped forward and filed the first formal complaint against an anti-gay purge in Chechnya. Maxim Lapunov told a group of human rights activists in Moscow that he was held against his will and brutally beaten for 12 days by Chechen authorities. Reports first came out 6 months ago that gay men in Chechnya are being detained and beaten by authorities there. Then over the weekend, the story of Chechen pop singer Zelmykhan Bakayev surfaced in the media. Bakayev has been missing since early August and may also be the victim of an anti-gay purge. Human rights groups report that Bakayev is believed to be in detention, but details surrounding his condition are unclear. Rachel Denber is deputy director of the Europe and Central Asia Division at Human Rights Watch, which has been investigating reports of abuse and abduction in Chechnya.
This spring, we documented a pattern of Chechen security officials abducting, torturing men presumed to be gay in order to get them to name other people who were gay. That mass campaign came to a close sometime in the early spring when there was a federal investigation that was launched. But abductions have continued, certainly not on the same scale, but they have continued. Now, what's changed is that, as you mentioned, Maxim Lapunov has stepped forward. He is the only person to step forward as a complainant, and he was able to do that because he is not Chechen. Lapunov is ethnic Russian, and he had been in Chechnya on a work trip, and he was rounded up when he was there. So he doesn't have all of that baggage. Chechnya is a very conservative society, and people who come out and say, "I was abducted because I was gay," really put themselves at risk of an honor crime by their own families. And they also, you know, they don't want to stigmatize their families because being gay is not at all accepted in Chechnya. Meanwhile, what's happened is that, as you mentioned, Zelimkhan Bakayev, a pop singer who was popular in Chechnya and then moved to Moscow and has been living there for several years, went to Chechnya in August. And as you mentioned, on August 8th, he completely disappeared. His family was very worried about him. His mother reached out to Chechen President Ramzan Kadyrov for help in finding him. Now, Bakayev is known to be gay. That's not known, or that was not known in Chechen society. And that is a huge stigma. Now that he's been missing for so long, people have made public that he was part of the gay community in Moscow. And some of his friends have said that they have spoken to people who saw him being taken, basically, at a shopping mall on August 8th.
And Rachel, we should be clear, the source of these detentions or potential tortures or harassment, it's the government in Chechnya, right? Not some vigilante group.
No, there's no doubt about it. This campaign has been approved of at very high levels in the Chechen government. People who we interviewed for our report in May told us that at least two fairly high-level local officials, security officials, were actually at these sort of basements where they had been held and witnessed, you know, the beatings and saw the men being held there. There's no doubt about it.
These two men that we're talking about, Zelmykhan Bakayev is famous in Chechnya. People are interested in him because he's a pop star. Maxim Lapunov came forward. But how many gay people in total in Chechnya do we think we're talking about who've been the victim of these pogroms?
You know, Todd, it's hard to say. The Russian LGBT network, which organized the evacuation and assistance for the victims of these purges, they've been helping a total of 27 people who were direct victims of the purges. They have learned about another 15 people who, after they were released from their ordeal, they were released to their families and no one's heard from them again. So that's a total of at least 42 people. But those are the only numbers that we know about.
Rachel, you mentioned that the government in Chechnya and society is extremely conservative. Is there a religious aspect to this animosity in Chechnya?
The Chechen leadership says that they're protecting Chechen traditional values. They don't say that it's Islamic traditional values. They say that we're protecting our Chechen culture.
Rachel Denber of Human Rights Watch, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.